You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. I think it's pretty safe to say that most of us shy away from thinking about and talking about death. As medical science has developed the technology to keep us alive longer, it seems we've become collectively more and more squeamish about talking about death itself, even though you've got to admit it is the one thing in life that happens to each and every one of us. Well, there's a movement that's trying to change that. It's called the Death Cafe. Joining us in the studio is Mary Lynn Rush. She's a home funeral guide, and Mary Lynn has brought the Death Cafe to Ann Arbor. Welcome to Stateside.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What is a Death Cafe?
Death Cafe is where we eat cake and drink tea and talk about death.
And the reason for that setting and coming together is what?
I think that so many people sit behind their computers all the time and they're in their own worlds and in their own minds, and they really appreciate a chance to get real and talk with people and have a little fun doing it. Believe it or not, talking about death can be very uplifting.
You do have a point about us living in our own bubble, whether it's our smartphones or our tablets or in the car, and that idea of just face-to-face talking is something that is slipping away.
Real conversations. They bring people out.
Now, this is a concept that began in the UK. What made you decide that you wanted to bring it here to Ann Arbor?
I was already doing sort of a death cafe. I go all around presenting about home funeral and green burial, natural death care options. And at the end of every session, there's question and answer, and people were telling me stories. And when I tell people what I do at parties, in the grocery store, they want to tell me stories. So people want to talk about death. And when I heard this branded concept of the actual Death Cafe movement, I thought, I'm doing that already. Why not just jump on that wagon and call it that?
And so you're sensing something that needs to be uncorked in people.
Absolutely. It's taken off like wildfire.
So you've had a few of them. We'll give you information, everybody listening, about the next Death Cafe coming up. But so who comes to the Death Cafe?
Primarily people in their middle ages. I would say the average age is between 50 and 60, 70 maybe. Sometimes we get young people, mostly women, although we get men. A lot of times there are people that are in some kind of healing or service profession, but we get people who aren't. So it's a good mix.
And what kind of topics come up? What do you go over?
They talk about advanced directives, planning ahead, what kind of funeral they don't want to have, a bad experience, a funeral they did have for somebody else, obviously.
Sure.
You know, whatever comes to mind that they need to talk about, and that's the beauty of it. It's really open to whatever comes up.
So there's no agenda. There's no formal structure. It's let's drink tea and eat cake and start talking.
Exactly.
What kinds of insights do you think you've seen people get from being able to sit down in this kind of secure environment and talk about something that is not easy to talk about?
I think people are often floored that they have such a good time. We form friendships and we laugh and we share sometimes tears, but mostly frank conversation about a subject that's very important. And I think people reveal that they can't talk about it really anywhere else. They, even if they work in a death care area, like an ICU nurse.
Sure.
They share that they can't talk about that with their colleagues. They can't talk about it with their patients. Parents say they can't just share it with their children. People say their mother is ill and they can't talk about it with their mother.
Yeah. You used to be a midwife, and you are now a home funeral and a green burial consultant. What drew you to the other end of the life spectrum?
As a home birth midwife, I did deal with death. If you've been a midwife long enough, you know that not all babies make it. And families who embraced the natural birth process wanted to embrace natural death care. So that led me into wanting to know more about being able to care for your own dead at home. So I then retired as a midwife and learned about something called death midwifery. And it really appealed to me, having had a little bit of a background as a hospice nurse. People who care for their own dead at home also want to know about the option to not have to hurry into that next phase, to be able to sit with the body, to honor their loved one by caring for them at home after they've died as well, instead of having strangers take the body and they just don't know what happens to it.
There's a rupture.
Yeah. So it's kind of a throwback to the way we used to do things in the old days.
Very much so.
Most people in their 70s and 80s have seen somebody laid out in the front parlor, and they are familiar with that it's okay to do that. Now, though, people who haven't seen that think there's something morbid or gross or dangerous or illegal about doing that.
And what price do we pay by that attitude and by avoiding any talk of death?
I ask myself that question all the time, because so much healing can take place in allowing yourself, if you're able, to be with it, to be with the process. And to, I think the healing can come faster when you have had a chance to do what you need to do. My mother-in-law just passed 6 weeks ago, and my husband thanked me for providing him the knowledge that after she passed, he could go be with her body. And it was just 3 or 4 hours, but it was a very meaningful 3 or 4 hours.
What about the work you do? How has that impacted the way you regard your own death?
I think it's more impacted how I live, and I hope that I will die how I live, embracing honesty and truthfulness and integrity and facing it.
Does it reduce the fear to be able to talk and to delve into it?
It reduces the fear about talking about it, for sure, but it doesn't reduce the fear of an accident or an illness that I can't control. But knowing that I will have resources, because I now know how many resources are out there to help people through it, I will have somewhere to turn. And that's the saddest thing. And I think that's what people want the most, is they don't want to be in isolation and denial.
Mary Lynn, it's an interesting mission, and we want to thank you for speaking with us. The next Death Cafe will be November 16th at the Crazy Wisdom Tea Room right there on Main Street in Ann Arbor. You can go to deathcafe.com for information on the movement, and we've also put a link to Mary Lynn's website up on our website at michiganradio.org so you can learn more. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.